It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Vogue is not the answer. We were all voguing in here. You should have seen us.
We were? I missed that then.
Oh, impossible question this morning is Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? 888-333-B101. We've got $909 for you. Let's go to Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonnie, what do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
I think that they have Apple Pay set up on their phone, but you and Brett do not.
Ooh.
I do love my Apple Pay, Laura.
I just started using it, and I'm a fan.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Do you have Apple Pay on your phone, Brett?
For everything.
Ah! And I actually just started using it, and I was like, I didn't know how awesome this was.
It's
Why
awesome.
Did I not do this earlier?
Yes. Oh, Bonnie, we all have our Apple Pay.
All right. I do not. Bummer.
All right, you can keep trying,
though. Have a great day.
You too, Bonnie. You can keep trying.
Yeah, Bonnie, get it. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It's very easy and convenient.
I know, but then they'll spend more money.
Oh, well, that's
for sure.
True. Yeah, all right.
I like not having to carry a purse anywhere. Like, I just walk in with my phone.
Me too. I don't carry my purse anywhere. That's why I have my Lululemon bag.
I was just going to say, don't, like, joke, because you essentially carry a purse, Bobby.
Yeah, but you can't use the excuse once you have Apple Pay. You can't be like, I don't have my wallet on me. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
It's like, well, everyone can pay with their phone.
Yeah, yeah. 888-333-B101. Keep the guesses coming. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? And we've got $909 this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. That is the question. We've got Janet on the line who wants to take a guess. Hi, Janet.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess?
They like sushi.
Ooh.
I love sushi.
You love sushi.
Love it.
I don't think there's any amount of money you could pay me to eat sushi, Janet. Last night I went to dinner with my girlfriend Elise, and she was so excited they had sushi on the menu because I never pick places that have sushi. So she ordered and had her sushi.
Sorry, Janet.
Are you going to give a clue sometime?
Well, there was your clue. I don't like sushi. There's the first one.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's an impromptu clue.
Oh, boy.
What? We've already given one. We've given it a couple of times.
I've heard that, too.
So make sure you're listening to everything we say.
Some early guesses, too.
I do, but
too.
I guess I missed it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye, Janet. Well, just so Janet knows, we didn't say it was a clue. I just keep saying this thing.
Yeah. Sushi is not the clue.
Sushi
I'm
going to
say that
clue.
Right now for you. That's not it.
But just listen to what we say when we're talking about the guesses, because we have actually given away a clue. Bobby, I also don't like sushi. We're picky eaters. I actually sometimes look at the children's menu and I'm like, I could order from this.
Yeah, chicken fingers and fries. I'm in.
Delicious.
Come on. Yeah, this sounds way better than sushi.
Brett, you love sushi.
Yes, I love all foods. You're an adult. Grow up and eat the food. Try new things. I don't like picky eaters. Sorry. They make me irrationally angry.
Well, that would be Kathy and Bobby.
Do you have a hot dog on your menu?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Do you want the bread peeled off your chicken nuggets as well?
Please? No, that's weird. I love the fried part of the nugget.
That's the best part. The best part. By the way, Denise, thank you for waiting while we just had this little discussion.
Hi, Denise.
Of course. Hi, everyone.
We're getting scolded by Denise. Brett because he thinks we should be eating more. We should at least try it. Okay, fine. Denise, Bobby and Laura have this in common. What do you think it is?
They're both banned from their schools.
You heard earlier Laura being banned
Thank
from
you.
Her high school.
Well, we did learn, like, you were a little bit of a troublemaker.
I was.
In your earlier years?
I was. In high school, I was not as well-behaved as I became later.
You stole that bat off a truck.
I did steal that bat
Babe
off
Ruth
a
bat.
I did steal the Babe Ruth bat. You're right. But I was not banned. I'm allowed back at Shawnee High School in Medford, New Jersey, Shawnee.
Not after I call them.
Thanks, Denise. Have a good day.
Oh, boy. That's a threat.
You too. Bye-bye.
I like that.
All right. Let's go to our last guest for this round. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think
How are
it
you?
Is? Good. What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
I'm going to say they pay somebody to cut their grass.
Oh, so just last year was the first time I started paying someone to cut my lawn.
Just
last year, and I got to tell you, what was I waiting
Isn't
for?
Isn't it awesome?
Because it is amazing. I mean, I absolutely love it. Laura?
So I've been wanting to pay someone to do our lawn, and I finally did on Friday. I got scammed.
Wait,
oh,
what?
No!
Oh, like, this is another story here.
Genuinely scammed.
But you have someone too?
I absolutely. I've been paying somebody since I had a square in the front of my row home.
Thank you, Kim.
Sorry,
Kim. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
You got it.
Brett, did you grow up having to mow your lawn? Like, as a kid, did your dad make you go and do the lawn?
No. But I would if asked.
You would?
I liked it.
Wow.
You liked doing it.
A little alone time with just a loud machine that nobody's going to come near.
Well, that's what my father always said. I said, Dad, why are you spending so much time outside? He goes, because your mother's not out here.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't mind.
They're about to celebrate 60 years, so that worked.
I have a girlfriend who I just was on a girls' trip. You guys know this weekend I had a girls' weekend, and my one friend lives on a farm, like a legitimate farm. And on, I think it's Wednesdays, our grass cutting day, and she cuts the grass in like a giant thing that
she's
like.
One of the big John Deere mowers, huge ones.
It's enormous. It's like bigger than John Deere. I don't know what the heck it is, but like
an Escalade.
And she says she loves it. She gets an audiobook and she listens to audiobooks while she mows the lawn. I mean, it's acres and acres and acres of land.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I'm so glad I did. I wish I did it sooner, but we got to talk about Laura getting scammed for lawn work.
Yeah, we do. This is like Laura Day.
It is Laura
We're
Day.
We'll be right back with more Laura Boss. We have $909 this last round before it goes over $1,000. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. That's the impossible question. Kathy, what is it? What's your answer?
My guess is Bobby and Laura do not have tattoos, and you and Brett do.
Oh, not inked up, but they are, because we're not cool, and they're very cool. I get it. But none of us on the show, right, have tattoos?
None of us. All four of us tattoo-free.
We are all not cool.
Well, that makes five of us.
Okay. You too.
Welcome to the show, Kathy. Nice.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I always say I can't make a decision to buy a purse and like that in 3 months.
To have
months.
Something permanent.
Yeah, let alone for the rest of my life. No way.
No, I'm not cool enough too. Like, no. What am I going to get?
I always liked the piercings because I thought you can take it out. When you're done with it, you don't want it anymore, you don't like it, you take it out.
Yeah.
But a tattoo, I mean, I know you can get it removed and all that, but what a process.
That's a lot of work.
A lot of work. It's painful.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Nope. None of us. There you go. Cross that one off the list.
I've been thinking about a tattoo, actually. I have one in my mind that I might do. I'm thinking about getting Philly Family Fun right on my lower back. Also, Kathy's face on my thigh.
Well, this all makes total sense.
Fun fact, there is a person out there who has a giant tattoo of me on their thigh.
On their thigh?
I mean, I'm looking for artist recommendations, so I may need to go to the tattoo artist.
There's soon to be two people out there that have this. Soon to be two.
No, but I'm serious. There's someone walking around with a tattoo of me. Someone that I just like met a couple times.
I'm not joking.
You'll get it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
if we can get a tattoo artist, you'll get a tattoo of me on your thigh?
Oh, God.
Your mom
I'm stopping you right now. No, you're not.
You don't want a tattoo of me, Bob?
No, and neither does Brett. I'm answering for him. 888-333-B101.
Bobby, I want it on the back of your left shoulder. $909 for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Cindy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I hope I'm doing great.
All right, Cindy.
I'm good.
What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
Could it be dental implants?
I got them all. I have no dental implants.
Yeah. Cindy, we can see your guess that Brett and Laura type it on the screen, and Brett didn't. I mean, Bobby didn't know what dental implants were.
Yeah, I was kind of like, wait a minute, what do you mean by
He's
that?
He's like, I have a chipped tooth. I'm like, no, that's not it.
Oh.
So, Cindy, no, Bobby doesn't even know what a dental implant is. So, no, he doesn't have one.
Okay, well, a little bit of education.
Thank you so much for your guess, Cindy.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
I mean, I floss regularly. I guess is that good? It keeps me from having to have dental implants?
Yes, I think if you don't have dental implants, that's good.
Okay, good.
I mean, fortunately, it is out there for people who, you know.
Need it.
Need it, yes. Right. But you don't need it. That's good. All right, let's go to Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I guess a hula hoop. Hula hoop.
Your guess.
That we have one or that we can do it?
No, that you can do it.
Oh, okay. That Bobby and Laura can hula hoop?
Oh, no, that we can't and that you guys can't.
Oh, that you can't.
Yeah.
That can't, yeah.
So, Laura and I are...
Can you hula hoop?
I mean,
I can do it for
a long time.
Yeah, I could do it for a little bit. I'm no pro.
Oh. And you know, Kathy was a hula hoop pro.
I used to be able to hold that hula hoop for hours. Now, it just drops straight to the floor.
Yeah, so I can hula hoop as well and Laura can, so it's not it, Danielle.
Sorry.
But I like the weird thinking.
Yes.
Right? We like that. That's good. That's good.
And Brett, you're really good at hula hooping, right?
Oh, I want a contest, Kathy.
Let's go to Dwayne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you going?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, no, let us know when you're ready.
He's like, yeah, heading out to Wawa here to get my coffee. Hang on a sec here. Hang on.
I'm all yours.
Okay, are you going to work?
No. And just running an errand.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Target?
No, there's a new coffee shop that's near us, and it's locally owned, young lady, entrepreneur.
Ooh.
Really, really cute. So I had to stop in and grab my daughter something.
Oh, so you're supporting a local. I love it. Where is the coffee shop? What's the name of it?
It's called Honey Brew. It's in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Honey Brew, Gilbertsville. Nice.
Okay. All right. Well, back to the impossible question, Dwayne. Yeah. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it?
So I think they were both scouts. Like Bobby was in the Boy Scouts. Laura was in the Girl Scouts.
I was in the Boy Scouts. Yes. Laura?
I never did the Girl Scouts.
Sorry, Dwayne.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks.
All right, that means tomorrow $1,010.
Hit it, Brett.
It's up there.
It's officially up there. When it's over $1,000, we get excited.
Nice. 7:10 to 9:10 tomorrow morning.